Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
It's the Story Pirates Podcast. Everyone's falling in halls.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
And mine's Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. Today, we're going back into the archives to play you one of our favorites from days of yore.
That is true. What does yore mean, Lee?
I'm not sure.
Great. This story was written by a 4-year-old from Houston, Texas, named Henry Hilliard. And Henry's story is called Fall in a Hole.
Cool. Well, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Henry's story, why don't we hear the original story that Henry sent in to us? What do you think, Peter?
Lee, I've never heard a better idea.
Okay,
let's do it.
This story is called Fall in a Hole. I was walking down the farm street. Then I fell in a hole. I came back up and was walking again and fell in a hole. I crawled up and was walking again and fell in a hole. I was walking again and then I fell in a hole and there is an alligator in the hole. And I cut it with my sword and then climbed up and fell in a hole. And there was a polar bear, and the polar bear said, "Just wanted to be your friend." And I said, "I didn't know you wanted to be my friend." I crawled back up. I was walking and fell back in the hole. And I scared a bear. The end!
Lee, I didn't think a person could possibly fall in a hole!
Peter! You know what? I'm not even going to bother getting him out of that hole. Let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Henry Hilliard's story, Fall in a Hole.
Excuse me.
Watch where you're going, kid.
Sorry, coming through.
Ow, careful with that thing.
Whoops, sorry, I just need to get through.
Watch out, kid. Is that a sword?
That kid has a sword. Let him through.
Everyone, let that kid with a sword through.
Be careful with that sword, kid.
Yikes, sorry, Mr. Peters. Sheesh. Hey, everybody, I'm a kid, and it's a beautiful day for walking down the farm street with my sword. Now, you might think to yourself, I bet that kid is pretty clumsy. And I'd say to you, you know what, Buster? You're absolutely, positively, 100% right. I am just the clumsiest. Yeah, I guess you probably don't even want to talk to me anymore, even though I got this cool sword. I guess I'll just go on walking down the farm street.
Hey, wait, watch out!
I said sorry, Mr. Peters! Jeez!
No, I mean watch out for that hole!
Huh? What? Hole! Oh, man! I fell in a hole! Horseradish! What do I do now?
Why don't you just come back up?
Oh, right. Phew. Back up. Well, now you've seen how clumsy I am, so you probably don't want to talk to me anymore. I guess I'll just go on walking down the farm street.
Hey, kid, don't forget, there's still a...
I know, there's still a hole!
A apparently you don't know.
Oh, man! I fell in a hole again! Mayonnaise! I guess I'll just go a little more carefully this time and I'll crawl out. Phew. Glad that's over. But now I'm totally embarrassed for falling again. So I guess I'll just go on, walking down the farm street.
Kid, watch out for that! Oh, why bother?
Oh! Ugh! I'm so clumsy! I can't do anything right! Wait a sec. It's pretty cool down here. I'm gonna explore. Here I go, walking down underneath the farm street.
Hey, kid, make sure you fall into this hole.
Who's that? Oh, never mind. That's crazy. I'm already in a hole. There can't be another hole! Ugh. Oh, mustard! A hole in a hole? That's not even fair.
Hello.
An alligator.
That's right. I'm an alligator, and I'm so glad that you've joined me for dinner.
Well, I am pretty hungry. Wait, he means he's gonna eat me. What do I do?
Use your sword.
Right. Thanks, Mr. Peters.
Of course, I get the one clumsy kid who actually has a sword. Go figure.
Shing!
Ow, get out of here, kid.
Gotta climb out. Whoa, that was scary. Oh no, now I've lost my way. I guess I'll just keep walking, hoping I'm still underneath the farm street.
Oh boy, please fall into this hole. Please, 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 please.
Oh no, oh no, 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 no. I simply refuse to believe that there's another hole.
Hello.
A polar bear.
That's right, I'm a polar bear, and I am so glad that you joined me.
For dinner, right? What? You think you're gonna eat me? Is that what you think? Or maybe you'll just wanna push me down another hole? Or laugh at me for being clumsy? Don't ya? Huh? What now? What in the universe underneath Farm Street could you possibly want from me?
Just wanted to be friends.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to be my friend.
Yeah, so, do you wanna be my friend?
Why would you wanna be friends with me? I'm so clumsy.
Well, you may be clumsy, but you seem pretty brave, too. You've been falling down holes all day, and you don't seem bothered. And you just fought off that alligator, and you don't seem scared one bit.
Thanks, Polar Bear. Maybe you're right. I may be clumsy, but I'm also brave. Let's be friends. Give me a hug.
Oh, kid, I'm a polar bear. Be brave, not dumb.
Right. I'm just gonna climb back up then. See you later. What a day. I made a new friend and I learned something about myself. Now, if I could just find my way back up to the farm street without falling in any more holes! Ah, pickles! Not again! What now? A different bear! What do I do?
Oh no! It's our clumsy kid with a sword who keeps falling into holes! You stay away from me! I'm getting out of here before you fall on me!
I scared a bear! The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Henry Hilliard.
Hi, Henry.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
So, Henry, you live in Houston, Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that I grew up in Houston, Texas also?
Yes.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
Because you said it when I was listening to it.
Oh, I probably say that all the time. How old are you now?
7.
So this was like a long time ago when we did your story, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think
so. So how old were you when you wrote the story?
4.
How did you get the idea for your story?
Well, I got an idea when I came back from SeaWorld. There was a toy store that I got, and that inspired me.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember the main character in your story had a sword.
Yeah, it did.
I also really like the alligator in your story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I like alligators. I think they're scary to look at.
I liked it, too.
What made you think about falling in a hole?
Well, I just got the idea of falling in a hole would be a good idea.
So how's your summer going?
Good. I made something from woodworking. It took all week to make.
What'd you make?
A crane on the platform with 2 other little pickup trucks and 2 loads.
Whoa.
And the crane can actually pick up the loads.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome. Do you have any other, like, cool stuff happening this summer?
Well, I'm going to Jackson Hole.
Oh, cool. What are you going to do there?
Well, I'm going to go hiking and go to different things. And also, I'm going to go to the rock shops. I need to improve my rock collection for second grade. You have to bring in a rock collection.
You have to?
You don't really have to, but if you want, you can have a rock collection. And you can trade one of your rocks for one of the science teacher's rocks.
So how many rocks do you have in your collection?
So much. A whole table full of them.
Oh, wow. So what's your favorite rock that you have in your rock collection?
It's my pale aquamarine. Sort of looks like diamond.
Whoa, cool.
It's really similar to diamond.
Where did you get that one?
I got it from the swap shop.
If I brought a stick into the swap shop, what do you think I could trade it for?
You'd probably get like 1 point.
What?
See, it has to be like a mud dabber nest, that would be 5 points. A cicada shit molt, that would be 5 points.
But what if it was like a really awesome stick?
It might be worth 5 points. Well, if you brought an amber bigger than the middle of your thumb,
okay,
you'd get 2,000 points.
What?
More than 2,000 points, actually.
Could I get the whole store from that?
No. Well, there's actually a diamond as big as my mom's phone, and it's worth like 10,000 points.
I would like to bring in something that had so many points that I could take the entire swap shop.
What?
What if it was like a diamond the size of a house?
All right, you could get the whole swap shop.
Awesome. I'm going to keep looking for that. Henry, this was such a great interview. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to SiriusXM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates perform live, we'll be in Philadelphia at World Cafe Live on September 20th, in Whittier, California on October 4th, in Glen Ellyn, Illinois also on October 4th, and in the Baltimore area on October 12th. Plus, we have shows coming up this fall in the Los Angeles area, and nearly every Saturday in Midtown Manhattan, where kid authors get to see their stories come to life on stage. Details and tickets are all at storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our amazing school programs and buy a t-shirt. When we come to your school this fall, we want to see you wearing your very own Story Pirate shirt. It's all at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.